Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively celebrating 25 years around here. My goodness, we got baseball games, the biggest baseball games of our generation this week here with Tampa. We're going to be down at the Nest on Friday night, giving away Maryland lottery tickets. I got some 50th anniversary scratch-offs to give away, but I'm going to have some Raven scratch-offs as well. Our Maryland Crab Cake Tour is out. I'm wearing a Coco shirt. We're going to be there next week. We're at Fadley's this week. It is a packed month. We got football going on. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery on Friday morning at Fadley's. We're going to be with our Coppin State partners as well as next Thursday at Coco's, as well as brought to you by Win Donation at 866-90-NATION and our newest sponsor at Jiffy Lube. Speaking of new sponsors and my inspiration for the 50th anniversary with our friends at the Maryland Lottery, we have been inspired by our 25th anniversary. You see the cupcake on the screen, as well as our little Disney fireworks over top of the Nest at the Baltimore Convention Center. But we are going to be sharing each and every week our 25 WNST stories of glory. Time will not dim the glory of your deeds in lifting us up as a community station around here. We'll be sharing lots of pictures. It is old Barn Week this week for number 24 and our signs at number 25. And it's all sponsored by our newest sponsor at the Curio Wellness. They were an old school sponsor over on the Timonium Road, or just by Timonium Road in Timonium at York Road. And the name changed to Far and Daughter for those of you who drive by the Nautilus Diner as well. Wendy Braunfein is here. We've been friends for a number of years, and they were a sponsor of ours before the name change and before full legalization and everything that happened in August. I am delighted that they're sponsoring our 25th anniversary, and they're going to be a recurring cast member around here, really educating folks about stuff, because cannabis, marijuana, four-letter word, all of that, and obviously in the recent years with legalization and the fact that you drive by places, I feel like it's really, really important to educate folks. We got a little bit of education. My wife had cancer 10 years ago, and now on this trajectory toward legalization, we welcome Wendy, and she's the chief brand officer. You're out in front of all of this. You've been out in front of this from the beginning. How has the last 6 weeks been? I mean, this has been something different than I think some. I turned 55 next month. I didn't ever think I would have someone like you on the show talking about this, and I don't know that when your family was in the pharmaceutical business that you believed that this was ever going to happen, Wendy.
No, well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here and great to be part of this great station. Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't think a lot of us thought that we would be here, particularly those of us who, you know, are no cannabis, potentially starting from our younger years, and didn't really think that it would just be a consumer or therapeutic product that you'd be able to get to help your quality of life. The last 6 weeks have been pretty exciting. You know, I think it's as sexy as the topic is. I don't think everyone even knows about it in terms of the adult use program being activated. The medical program, I think, has more awareness because it's been around for 5 years. That continues to exist. So you've got medical patients using the products, and you have now adult use consumers also visiting our stores.
I said this to you, and I said this to lots of people, maybe in the lead up to it, anyone being able to stop in your store and being able to buy and purchase, right? I was wondering, well, how many people don't have a card, right? Like, I thought, you've had 5 years. If you are that person and identify as such, you found a doctor, you found a prescription, you found a store, you know, you, and I was so wrong about this, right? I mean, and in talking to you and other people in your industry in late July, when it was crazy and it was all in the news and here we go, the thoughts for opening the doors and making it for everyone and everything that came up to that. I mean, was there a day 3, 4, 6, 8 years ago where you were in Denver or you're in Washington, places where it's actually happening, and saying, this is really going to happen? This, it may take some time, but it's really going to happen. I always wonder whether it was going to happen, whether it was just going to be a Colorado, Washington, like Vegas was for gambling for most of our lifetime.
Well, so our story in some ways did start in Colorado. We had gone out there and The spring of 2014, which was not long after their adult use program had started. And that was coincided with Maryland beginning to talk about a medical program. And so we were able to see what was going on. It was adult use then, so we could walk into a dispensary, see what it looked like, learn a little bit. And that's what kind of started to spur our research on would we apply when Maryland released applications, and that organically kind of took its own path. We did a lot of due diligence around understanding the plant and its therapeutic viability, and ultimately applied when Maryland released an application. The move to adult use, you know, what you see, I think, oftentimes in states that have programs is as soon as medical comes along, you know, it doesn't even take a breath. And it's like, well, are we going to legalize and be adult use? Right. And so Maryland had a nice period of time of really building a meaningful medical program. And then in this past year, launched the adult use program. And I think that, you know, given the parameters that we have in place, that the separations between the two programs, we are hopeful that given the therapeutic nature of this plant, we're going to see medical continue to grow. For clarity, when you're an adult use consumer, you need to be 21 or older. You are limited to the types of products you can buy and the volume you can buy, purchase at any given visit to a dispensary. You also pay a 9% tax on your purchases. For medical patients, they do not pay tax. There is the full menu is available to them, meaning there are products of higher potencies in different dosage forms that they can purchase that non-medical patients cannot buy. And by law, in a store, you either as a medical patient need to have dedicated hours to shop or be prioritized in the queue. So if you find yourself purchasing from the adult use side with any frequency, it's to your advantage to migrate to medical, to avoid the tax, to have more product choices and get priority service.
So people are, I would think this has been over the last 6, 8, 10 weeks, a boon to the medical side. The people come in and say, all right, I'm here now. Okay. You know, I'm in, and it costs more and I can't get what I want. Like that would be the, hey, this is helping me. Because I, at the end of the day, for anyone, if it, and I talk about this with gambling, it's Gambling Awareness Month. If you're doing this and it's not making your life better, you're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be probably, I would say, minimum 6, more like 12 months to see that migration, because you're constantly seeing new people enter, and then they are going to have to realize themselves what products are working, that's giving them that relief they're looking for, and then recognizing the frequency that they're purchasing, that they would then say, you know what, this, I'm using this with regularity. It would make sense for me to become a medical patient. And the products, you know, just for those who aren't aware, that they span a lot of offerings. So a lot of people just think about cannabis, they think about flower. I mean, there is a ton of flower available from us and many growers in the state. But it's also traditional dosage forms like topicals that you can rub on your body for aches and pains, tablets and capsules that you can swallow like traditional medicine, gummies flavored, you know, for easier administration and soft chewing, vapes, which most people are familiar with, elixirs that you can drink. So there's lots of different dosage forms. It's not just about smoking the flower.
Well, I would just say this. So I have gummies here, and these are going to be big, because Jimmy Buffett just did a big song right after he passed away. His big song's on gummies. The next round that's coming is not 5 o'clock and Alan Jackson and all that. How these are manufactured and how these are made and how you take a plant and distill benefits and terpenes, which I guess at the beginning, my son was the originator. He brought the word terpene to me, and I'm like, no, the terps they play down at college. I said, no, Dad, terpenes. And I saw terp guides and all that. Tell everybody about specifically these products, because you're really out in front of these. Like, to your point, flour, vapes, all of those things are available everywhere. But these are things that your company does that were a little bit more forward thinking in regard to just chocolates or brownies or things I was seeing maybe 10 years ago in Denver on vacation.
Yeah. So those terpene infused chews, they have a patent pending technology in them that's about the terpene. So let me back up and explain a terpene. So terpenes are constituents of the plant that are naturally occurring, and they're not unique to cannabis. They appear in all types of plants. So the example I often give is linalool is a terpene that appears in cannabis. It also appears in lavender. It's one of the reasons why you talk about lavender being sedating and is used for all types of relaxing things. So if you're buying flower or a chew where there's a presence or a vape of a presence of linalool and it's high and probably in predominance to any other terpene, you can expect to have a very relaxing or sedating effect from that product. So with these terpene chews, part of the reason that they're so special is that most chews, if not all chews, because we haven't really found another one that can do this in the country, do not have terpenes, because no one has figured out in formulating a chew how to keep the terpenes through the cooking process and to show up in the final analysis of the product. So all products in the
state. And this is science, Wendy, right? It really is, right?
Yeah, all products in the state of Maryland have to be tested by an outside lab before they're available for sale. And one of the things you see on the label when you buy it is the potency of the cannabinoids or terpenes that are in the product. So our ability to create this formula where we could get the terpenes to come through means that it's a product where if you're saying, I want a certain effect, and that product's going to give it to you every time. So you showed three flavors.
Let's go through these because, I mean, I have these. I'm a medical customer. It's not, it is what it is. But these pineapples are really an evening. And literally over the last year when I have some trouble sleeping, and I'm not a big sleeper. I'm a 4 or 5 hour sleeper. But once it gets up to 10 o'clock and my eyes are bugged out after an Oriole game that starts at 6:30, I'm like, I got to get some sleep. This has been 5 milligrams, very sort of low dosage. This has been very, very effective for me. I could, but I'm not you and you're not me. And my understanding of a lot of this is, it may be a little bit more try it, see how it go slow with things and figure out what's working. This has worked for me, but it might not work for everybody. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, THC is kind of does deal with your own individual metabolism, finding your right dose. You're absolutely right. The line is to start low and go slow and find your dose. That 5 milligram is the adult use product. The medical version is 25 milligrams. So you can't buy the higher potency unless you are a medical patient. But to your point about using it in the evening, that was the design of that product. It has a specific terpene blend in there that is designed for that end of day. Now, I think depending on your needs, you may find that it's enough to get you to go to sleep. I would say the formulation really sits in a place. I often describe it as it's kind of like work to home, right? You've ended the day. You need to kind of turn off your brain and maybe even your body from what the dealings of the day and come home to home life and relax. And so it's kind of like helpful in making that shift and taking it all down and quieting your system. Whereas the orange flavor, or the mango.
I got that here. This is 25s here. And this, I haven't even opened this one yet, but yes.
Yeah. So the orange or mango are the opposite end of the spectrum. They're uplifting, right? So that if you want to use them to start your day, I tend to like the 5 milligram one in the mango flavor, the orange flavor for like a Friday or Saturday night, particularly if you were going to go out and you were dragging and you'd say, oh, let me get a cup of coffee because I got to go out tonight. Like there's a boost of energy. Or if you, you just have to be on and social and ready to engage and talk to a bunch of people and you just need a little pep. The terpenes in that formula are all brightening and awakening and sort of give you that alert and energized feel. And then the lemon lime is a balanced formula that sits in the middle. And it just kind of gives you that, normalization of your system, right? You're neither totally sedated nor completely uplifted, but just kind of in a fresh, good place in the middle with that terpene profile.
They are doing science over at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. They are our newest sponsor. They're going to be with us for our 25th anniversary and our cupcake out on the front of Zoom. We're going to be talking about cannabis, wellness, education, more than anything. So Wendy, just pretend my mom's still alive and she comes back and, you know, let's pretend she's in her 80s and not her 90s or maybe even her 70s. And, you know, maybe had a little of this on the farm back in the 1920s or 30s, 100 years ago. But she, if she came back to life and I brought her to you and said, yeah, she got some aches, pains. What do you do from an educational standpoint? Because I think I can go out on the internet and click anything and have anybody talk to me about whatever their experience is, or even doctors, scientists, any of that. But when it comes to localization and you're in Timonium and people want to drive over and say, I need to trust someone like a doctor, trust someone to say, this is something that's going to help me with whatever pain, sleeping, affliction, whatever it is. I would think you have found a lot of confused people, right? Like, I always think, what would my parents think of all of this? What would they make of all of this? And when people come to your front door fearful or stigma or government or any of those things that have been a part of, like, the vernacular of our country over all of my lifetime until the last 5 to 10 years, and certainly here the last 5 minutes almost, when people come out, where do you start with them on, we can help you and let's take the stigma away and let's work on the education and the part of the science? Because no one had any problem coming to your pharmacies and filling a prescription that the doctor gave them. And not even knowing what might be in that pill. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've taken pills without really knowing what's in it because the doctor told me to. Where are you with new education for this business for people that are a little older that come to you?
So first off, I would say we have a website. We also have an app. Both of those have robust details around all products, the company, how we produce, all those things. So you can do a lot of research at home about our products and our brand before you even come into a store. For our store specifically, we have two stores. The one you referenced, Far and Daughter, which is Swedish for father and daughter, because my father and I started this company. We're a family business. My sister and brother work with us as well. So all born and raised here in Baltimore. Farm Kent, which is Upton Elkton, is also our store. So in the store, you're going to get targeted direction, feedback, guidance from the staff of the store who is educated in understanding the products, the cannabinoids, the terpenes. We also have pharmacists at the store. So at our store in Timonium, we have Dr. Nina. She is not only a pharmacist, but she's also a graduate of University of Maryland's cannabis therapeutics program that they started 2 years ago.
I was going to say that's got to be a brand new program, right? I mean, this is.
And we worked with the pharmacy school when they came up with this idea to understand how to create a multidisciplinary program under the cannabis lens. And we've had a few different employees that we've sent to that program for education as well. So if you think people are thinking about getting into this space, that's a really good tool to learn more about it. It's a master's online program, but I digress. So you come to the store, there's you can do consultation. If you really kind of want to sit down and really get into it, if you have conditions where you want to understand how your condition can be helped or potential for someone to understand the drugs you're already taking from a Western medicine perspective that you want to supplement with cannabis, I definitely encourage time with Dr. Nina to sit down. There's no cost to that, but you can have that consultation. You can bring, you know, partner, spouse, friend, caregiver, whomever to that meeting so that they're informed with what you want to do for yourself. But there is we'll spend, you know, as much time as you need to understand the products and to find the right products that's for you. At our store, we also, you know, we want you to have the right product. So if the product isn't a good fit, come back to us. Like, we can talk about credit to your account and make it right and get you what you need. These are
Me paranoid. This knocked me out. This was like, right. I'm all of the things that, you know, like are definitely possible if you overindulge or don't know what you're doing or aren't taking it slow, literally.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes people kind of just default to the dosage forms they know. When a different, you know, you might think like, oh, I want a smoke flower or I should eat a gummy. But like, you might just do well with a topical and rub it where it hurts and you're not going to have any psychoactivity and it's going to help your pain. Like, there's a myriad of choices available. And what the thing is with dosage forms, every dosage form takes an effect in your body, the onset is at different times depending on how you take it. So if you're smoking or inhaling something, that's a really fast uptake, right? But if you're ingesting something, it takes longer for it to take effect. But because of the digestive process, it's going to last longer in your body. So depending on what you're trying to achieve, the dosage form is part of your solution. So you want someone to help under, you want someone to hear, this is how I want to feel, this is what I want to treat. And then they can really say, well, you're going to get the best effect if you not only look for this potency, but you do use this form.
Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer of all of our friends at Curio and Far and Daughter. If you're familiar over in the Timonium area with what was a wellness space and a spa and holistic foods and all sorts of things that were in the front. It said Curio on the outside. Now it still says Curio on the inside as well. And we're trying to educate folks here. They are sponsoring our 25th anniversary. You'll be seeing and hearing out on the website and on the radio. But more than that, just the reason I even brought you in was just sort of to educate me on a week-by-week basis, because there's just been so much going on. But at heart for you, you say, I'm a Baltimore girl, I'm the daughter of the foreign daughter and all that. Your family has been in pharmaceuticals since you were a girl. And more than that, I think about opioids. I think about painkillers and addictions and people that I know who lost battles to drug addiction and bad, bad things that happen under the canopy of a pharmacy. Not all drugs have been good drugs in this country, and you guys have distributed lots of drugs in lots of different ways as a family. This feels like the next thing. From your perspective, it feels like we're going in the right direction with this, right? I mean, especially with opioids and the problems we've had in this country with going back to Nancy Reagan, right? Like just saying no, but saying yes to the right properties of these plants.
Yes, yeah, so... For background, my parents and my aunt and uncle started and operated a company called Neighbor Care Pharmacies, and they were retail pharmacies around the Maryland region.
Everybody's familiar with Neighbor Care here, right? Like it's an institution. Well,
yeah, and they also service like long term care facilities and nursing homes. So that's the relationship to the pharmaceutical that then kind of translates well to when my father and I started. He came from this pharmaceutical regulated background, which is very sets you up very nicely relative to the regulations and the world that we live in cannabis, and understanding how to properly handle a drug and work in a regulated business. But when you bring up the point about opioids on the cannabis side, in the past 5 years in the medical program, that's been a huge discussion amongst all of us licensees and what we see on the dispensary side, because there's so many patients who are coming in looking to get off of opioids and using cannabis for pain management. And Dr. Leslie Apgar, who's in Howard County, had a dispensary there and was extremely effective in working with patients to migrate them off of opioids using cannabis products. And there are other prescription drugs as well that we've heard. I mean, even like we developed a product called Good Night that is a pulse release technology in a tablet that doses 30 minutes before you go to bed. You take it 30 minutes before you go to bed, and it gives you a first pulse immediately. And then it pulses 3 hours later to help you fall and stay asleep. And we trialed this product with Maryland patients and validated it before we brought it to market. But it was all around research of people who were using things like Ambien and Xanax and other drugs to help them sleep, and wanted a solution that wasn't a prescription drug, that didn't necessarily lead to kind of the dependence of it and or the hangovers in the morning from taking medicine. And so I think there's a lot of ways that cannabis is really tied to improving quality of life. I think the cannabis consumer and patient has a little bit more acceptance towards things being better and not perfect, right? Because the pill world, if you will, is like, looking to just like opioids. It's like, I just want to erase the idea of pain. Well, pain isn't necessarily
of an anesthetizing of everything, right? Like the dulling. I mean, we've all been on one of those after a surgery or something and say, I feel dopey. I feel not functional. I don't feel like myself. I don't think your plant has that feeling that you don't feel like yourself. And I think we've all had that.
Yeah. No, I mean, and there's ways to consume cannabis where you can maintain clarity of mind and feel improvement in your body. For those who don't understand, and we can definitely kind of dive into this another time, but the endocannabinoid system is a system in your body, like the circulatory system and the respiratory system. That's why the plant does so well, because plant provides phytocannabinoids that speak to those receptors. And the receptors are all over, which is why cannabis is a little bit different. Like, I think oftentimes we think, well, this is a medicine I take because I have a headache, and this is a medicine I take because I'm nauseous, and a myriad of things. But in cannabis, it seems we could both take a 5 milligram, and I could be taking it for a headache, and you could be taking it for nausea, and it works for both of us because those receptors are everywhere. So it's going to what works. What we at Curio have tried to do is systematically tar idea. Oh, excuse me. Identify different conditions or symptoms that people are coming into dispensaries trying to solve, and make targeted products so that it becomes more normalized. Because if you did walk into a drugstore, you would say, my stomach hurts, I should buy a Pepto type product, right? So if you can walk into a dispensary and know, like, a Good Night, I have a sleep problem, I need Good Night, it makes it much easier. We've done the same thing with a suite of GI products for nausea, for appetite stimulation, and for Crohn's, IBS, IBD related issues. So we're constantly trying to take the generic sector of cannabis, which is just sort of like flower, vape, 10 milligrams of X, and make much more targeted products that are about exactly how you want to feel or what you want to fix.
Wendy, I would say, going back to Richard Nixon, nobody did any research on this. It was only in some universities behind closed doors, and nobody was allowed in to see the plants. And then you fly to Amsterdam and you're like, oh, it's a whole different thing going on over here. The amount of research that hasn't been done, right? Like, we are, if we're in a 24-hour day, we're not even till 12:30 in the morning on research for what the product and the plant can do, and these type of things that maybe you didn't even dream about 10 years ago when you're out in Denver saying, hey, what can we do with flower? What can we do with the plant? But the science behind this, we're just scratching the surface. I mean, Maryland's only had a program 2 years, right? Like, so in studying this, that must be the exciting part for you, that 10 years from now, I don't want to say we're not getting it right now, but you're going to get it better.
Yeah, so the idea with research is that we are stifled, we being like the industry and America as a whole, because of the Schedule One status, because cannabis remains a Schedule One drug. So we're big proponents of cannabis being descheduled. And there is research that comes out of other countries where the plant is legal and they're able to do stuff. But here it's very restrictive. And so there's been things that we've chipped away at Maryland. So about 3 or 4 years ago now, we helped get a bill passed in the legislature that allowed for academic research, that provided some initial needs of the institutions to have the coverage to be researching the plant in this state, because they're in the state and it's legal in the state. In the adult use bill that passed last year, that legislation went even further, to give more protections and direction to institutions, as well as give licensees like us the opportunity to do more formal clinical work in partnership with these institutions, because the institutions have many resources in people and in technology that can be very useful in conducting this research that our agencies don't have. And it's an area that they're also interested in, and particularly because of all the medical stuff. There's a lot of IP to be created there, and a lot of an ecosystem that Maryland could really take advantage of from an economic perspective, particularly on the therapeutic side. We are just scratching the surface. It's why an organization like us has devoted capital to doing these types of product development and research, which is very expensive. It's much easier for like a Pfizer or, a Johnson and Johnson of the world to do that. It's not very easy for a cannabis company, but we think it's important to get products that are validated and to really chip away at the stigma and say, this is highly useful. And like, without this, we're not going to be able to change the conversation, right? We need the facts, and figures that show how useful the plant is.
I feel like I'm back on Hawaii when I have these pineapple chews at night at the Dole Factory. Terpene-infused chews, amongst many, many things that our friends at Curio and Foreign Daughter offer. They are sponsoring our 25th anniversary. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer of all things Curio Wellness. You find them out in Timonium, also a location up in the Elkton area. We'll be talking more about that. We're going to be up at the Hollywood Casino up in Cecil County next month on the big day that the Ravens are over in London playing at Tottenham against the Titans as well. Wendy, I know you're going to be a recurring cast member here. I know lots of folks, Nina, lots of folks over there also coming on, educating us, teaching us different things, not just selling the product, but selling the concept of good wellness and things that are available. And as we say, you know, golf clubs in the golf club bag or tools in the bag to make your life better and to heal pain. And I would recommend it for everybody out there. Do the research. We're trying to do the research around here. Did I leave anything out, Wendy? Because we could sit here and talk about this all day, and I'm sure we will. But anything in September I need to know about other than it's a really good month for baseball and football around here?
No, it's a great month for that, for sure. the only other thing, shameless plug that I would put out there, we're the official wellness partner of the new CFG Bank Arena. And if you come by our store, it's a no purchase necessary thing, but we often have concert tickets available for raffle. So you can just walk in, fill out a slip, drop it in. I think the next one coming up that we have tickets for is SZA. So if you're interested in that concert, and you're looking for a chance to win tickets, stop on by and drop in a slip. And that's
John,
on
John Mayer. Here I am, John. I want to see you, John.
that one I'll be there too. But that's we usually do them about a couple weeks out from the show. So, you know, set your calendars.
You know, I went down to Janet Jackson with some friends, and I was actually a guest of Bill Wiedell at CFG Bank that night, and the mayor was behind me, and I'm dancing, getting my bad self off, doing my thing. I looked just behind me, and there was a young man wearing your shirt, wearing a Curio shirt. And I'm like, hey, dude, you work at Curio, you know, and I knew your relationship. He's like, no, I won the tickets. And I'm like, okay. So I did see a very, very happy winner at the Janet Jackson show, right? Wendy, take care of yourself. Keep educating folks out there. Keep people safe as well. We will continue to chat with you. For anybody out there, it is our 25th anniversary. Curio Wellness is sponsoring that. The logos are going to be up. We have our 25th anniversary cupcake. It's a big week around here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Wynn Donation and our friends at Jiffy Lube, bringing us to Fadley's on Friday with our Coppin State partners, as well as next Thursday will be at Coco's Pub. I'm wearing the shirt in Lauraville. More than just crab cakes. I might even have the coconut shrimp next Thursday as well. Lots of guests, lots of fun. We got baseball. We're going to be at the Nest on Friday at the Baltimore Convention Center having some beer and some hot dogs, listening to some music. It is an Adam Jones tribute weekend. I have the Dear Adam Jones blog going up at Baltimore Positive as well. And Luke is getting ready for baseball, big weekend against the Rays, and football against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. We'll see how the Ravens do with these injuries this week. If you're on the WNST tech service brought to you by Coons Baltimore Ford, you will get the breaking news and the injury reports as they happen throughout the week. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, talking Terps and Terpenes. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.